This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ben likes to ask the question, are you a boy or a girl? And Nash answers, I'm just a kid.
But kids can be boys or girls.
They can be boys or girls. Yeah.
Or maybe non-binary.
Yeah.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am. I need your corporate number. Because I'm going to call them and talk about how I was misgendered several times in this store.
You're not being polite to the pronoun.
Because
disrespect.
Okay, forget about the disrespect. Facts don't care about your feelings. It turns out that every chromosome, every cell in Caitlyn Jenner's body is male, with the exception of some of his sperm cells.
You cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
Yeah, that seems mildly inappropriate for a political discussion.
There's all these calls here for the International Day of Rage of the Trans People. Men that think they're women and women that think they're men, out with sandwich boards with images of rifles saying trans rights or else. And the main trans resistance movement came out and said, the shooter's a victim too, you made him do it, when it's a her.
One of the things that we saw during the midterm elections is that people don't want their freedoms to be taken. They want us to fight for their freedoms. And so it is shameful, it is disturbing, and our hearts go out to the trans community as they are under attack right now.
In the fight for human rights, we must affirm that trans rights are human rights.
Do not touch him. Don't touch him.
Hey, guys, this guy just shoved the old guy right down onto the ground.
Really? There is still a lot that we don't know about Monday's horrific and deadly mass shooting at a Nashville Christian school. But after police said the suspect was transgender, one thing is clear. Tennessee's already under siege transgender community is terrified. One advocate told NBC News, we are already fearing for our lives. Now it's even worse. The right-wing moral panic over transgender people living their lives or seeking medical care or simply existing obviously predates the Nashville massacre. But some on the right are linking the tragedy to their raging nationwide crusade against transgender people in ways that are just dangerous and, frankly, evil.
Three adults, 2 9-year-olds, and one about to turn 9 had been shot dead.
Moreover, when we advance equality and racial justice and invest in young people, protect the LGBTQ plus individuals, our societies are not only fairer, but they're stronger.
International Day of Rage and Violence coming up April 1st, and it's an image of a trans person with an AR-15. Nobody's going to save them. Why? The state isn't getting access to children to sterilize them. They're putting up a little bit of a fight. So the answer is, let's go out and get violent. Notice a pattern? Colorado Springs shooter identifies as non-binary. Denver shooter identified as trans. The Uvalde shooter was into that too. Aberdeen shooter identifies as trans. Nashville shooter identified as trans. Confused, freaked out, blacked out people on major, major, major hormones.
For someone who identifies as transgender, however, that's not a problem in their body. Gender identity, all identities, they're in our thoughts. Thoughts and feelings, those are not hardwired, they develop. And they may be factually wrong or factually correct. The definition of a delusion is a fixed false belief.
Guys, you're not protecting a kid by cutting his wiener off! You kids, you should not have your feet!
A lot of these people that I identify as non-binary or transgender are high-functioning autists. You'll see now in the media they're talking about Aubrey Hale as a high-functioning autist. So that is the crux of this problem, is that we're basically enabling people that are actually mentally challenged. It's even stronger than gender dysphoria. They're actually suffering from autism. And that is why this society is getting so bad, because the increased rate of autism is going to only increase the rate of transgenderism.
And it's very sad, but they're howling, they're barking at the moon, they're chirping, and they're just rolling them in like, here's where you're loved, here's where you're accepted, here's some fat men dressed like Hit the Clown, many of them convicted pedophiles. And this is just the army of evil rolling forward.
We now have three new game-changing products that are in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And one of our best-selling products sold out for over a year that's now back in stock. Our prebiotic does need any introduction. Does such amazing things for your gut flora, your overall health. What it does is essential. Go read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. And now, the fourth toothpaste designed with my dad. The last two were big hits. This one is really special. It's turmeric concentrate with a bunch of other essential oils and so much more to take your mouth's health to the next level. We also have high-quality ashwagandha root for your libido, your stamina, your testosterone with black pepper extract to accelerate it as a pill. And we have ashwagandha root gummies as well. Very strong, very powerful. Now in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, experience these great products and others, and fund the InfoWar. The only way we fail is not taking action. God bless you. Now please visit InfoWarsStore.com and experience these powerful products for yourself.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is under globalist attack because Trump is the president and is going to win re-election handily. They have 34 indictments. He's set in about an hour and 10 minutes from now to turn himself in. They know that it's backfired on them, so they're not going to have him in handcuffs. He will not be put in jail. There will be no mugshot. But this was only the opening salvo. As Roger Stone predicted a week and a half ago, he said they're still going to indict him. I don't believe this hiatus. And there'll be more indictments after that. This is just the opening salvo. These people cannot help themselves. No other elites in 240 plus years ever did this. This opens Pandora's box. This is so incredibly dangerous. So nobody other than Trump has been as in deep a fight with the deep state as Roger Stone. I've been one level removed, and it's been hell. And I'm not complaining. I'm not being a wimp. I'm not saying, poor me. I'm a warrior. I asked for this. I stepped to the plate. I told Roger 7 years ago, when Trump, 6.5 years ago, that on election night, and he's told the story many times, I said, now they're coming after us because Trump is a maverick. The bureaucracy is going to try to destroy everybody. I could feel the danger at a spiritual level, a danger I'd never felt. I knew the enemy was coming in. And here we are. So when I tell you that, and when Trump tells you, hey, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, I'm standing up for you, that's why they're coming after me. I really care about you. I'm interconnected. I have empathy as an instinct that God gave me, because how you get treated is how I'm going to get treated. The left, again, are like people that piss in the public pool. And enough of them do it. The pool is full of acid, and they have to drain it, and it's hellish. The globalists are like people that take dumps in the pool. It gets on them, too, but they don't care. And now the pool looks like a giant open-air porta potty. And they're getting rid of all the chivalry, they're getting rid of the checks and balances, they're getting rid of all of it, as if they're not swimming in the same SH-T that we are. And that's what tyrannies are. When people get rid of the checks and balances, and people weaponize the system, it then gets turned on them. I don't want to turn this on them, because then it'll get turned back even worse. And it goes in this cycle, this cauldron. So there's so many facets to this, Roger, and I want to go through your key points you want to get out right now. And then at the bottom of the hour, I tried to bring this up with you last week, and you kind of stepped over it, and so did Alan Dershowitz, and I don't know why, but obviously the next move, and I've now seen the usual FBI suspects all over TV saying, the right wing are going to kill people. They're going to blow stuff up. They're going to shoot people. They're going to attack federal buildings. It's imminent. And knowing the whole history of Oklahoma City and the same crew that ran that is running things today, the next card, the only way they pull their bacon out of the fire on this, it's all turned against them. But I think they knew that, though. That was a no-brainer. Is the false flag. And so I'm calling for extreme peace, extreme discretion, and no offensive violence. Obviously, defend yourself if you're attacked. And I just think we need to get that message out, because they're even celebrating the transgender lady, man, that killed those kids now. I've got a bunch of clips here. So the left is beyond crazy. They're mad dog. And I don't know how we thread the needle and protect ourselves, save the republic, and then deal with the fact that they're going to stage violence. I mean, that's obviously the next move. I don't see what other move there could be to legitimize the further crackdown of this whole panopticonic system we see coming in. Roger Stone of StoneZone.com. You're going to be also coming back during the fourth hour, I'm told. I appreciate that. I have to be back in bankruptcy court today. But things are going well there. The Chapter 5 trustees put a big report out that has a few criticisms, but says I've been extremely transparent, and we've been telling the truth, and that what we saw in the news, that I made $62 million last year, is a total lie. The profit was $62 million over like 14 years, and most of it was paid to the IRS and for infrastructure. So good things happening on that front. I'm not going to really get into that today, but the point is that I have to leave to go get on, you know, the court virtually here at 2. You're going to be back then. Judge Henry Paul Thomas coming up. Roger Stone, I'm going to try to give you the floor in the rest of this segment, the next. But what do you want to tackle first?
Well, Alex, I think that you pointed out a very good starting point, which, of course, was election night in 2016 when we were together. So, think about it wistfully now. I was a bullying. You were kind of downcast, and I was surprised about that. I remember we were together looking at early returns. I looked at the returns from South Florida, and I said, I don't know, Alex, these margins out of the three most liberal counties, I just don't know if Trump can overcome this in the central and northern part of the state. And then the rural areas came in with record turnouts. Florida turned to Trump. And within a few moments, it became very clear that victory was ours. I was celebrating, and you were rather downcast. And I told you that I thought that Trump would save the country, save the republic. And you were kind of, well, you know, I don't know if he knows what he's up against. And, of course, as it turns out, he didn't know what he was up against. That is kind of the beauty of this moment, which is to say he is poised to grab a second term as president. He made some mistakes in his first term. He did some really great things, energy independence, racking the courts with conservative appointments.
By the way, Roger, I said I was going to give you the floor, but he just left Trump Tower. We're going to skip this break. In fact, we're going to skip the next two breaks. We never do this, but this is historic. I'm sure the radio stations are skipping breaks as well. They certainly should be. This is historic. I want you to talk about, finish your point, and talk about how this is historic as TV viewers see the footage of Trump with the Secret Service in his motorcade going to turn himself into the Soros DA. Please continue, Roger.
Sure. Look, this is a man walking right into the belly of the beast. I spoke to him last night after I was on with Tucker Carlson. I had a short bit in which I talked about the fact that if they put a gag order on him today, which he is about to find out, it would not only be unconstitutional. Nowhere does it say if you're charged with a crime, you lose your free speech rights, but it would also be obvious election interference. He is a legal, filed candidate for president of the United States. But if there is a gag order today or within the next 48 hours, it will really be a reflection of the fact that the deep state, of which Alvin Bragg is just a minor appendage, realize that this is backfiring very, very badly on them. I expect that they will move to silence him because his handling of this has been masterful. He is the single greatest counterpuncher in American political history. And he's used even his diminished presence on social media to completely turn the tables on his
president. And let's be clear. Say what you want. He was really the president. He was working for America, made some mistakes. He has ice water in his veins. He looks better than even before he ran 8 years ago. He looks like I'm not kissing his ass. It's true. He looks like a superhero all of a sudden. He looks so angry and powerful in the videos and photos I've seen. The real Donald Trump. and is like glowing, basically. He looks like he's lost 50 pounds. He's just, I've never seen this aura. You've known him for 45 years. Are you seeing a new Donald Trump, or is this the real Donald Trump? Because this is not Mr. Friendly, nice guy right now. When I saw him get out of the car and walk into Trump Tower last night, it was like, I mean, let me just be honest. I mean, you didn't see John Wayne in movies resonate that amount of masculinity. I'm not kissing his ass. I mean, you can see it. What the hell's going on?
I think it's very, very clear. He understands that he has a rendezvous with destiny. And that he was made for this moment. His whole life has been brought to this moment. The Christian prophet Kim Clements said he would serve two terms. He is on his way to do so. This is, sadly, part of that process. The deep state has miscalculated badly. This is backfiring, but it is galvanizing Americans across the country, including those Americans in the middle who weren't quite sure whether he was the right man to lead the country over the next 4 years. This is history in the making. We are seeing it unfolding right before our very eyes. Donald Trump is above all a warrior. A fighter, a man who will never bow and will never...
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to live continual coverage of Trump. His motorcade is driving towards the Manhattan courthouse where he'll be turning himself in. He will not be mugshotted or handcuffed or supposedly put in jail because they don't want the public to see that archetypal image. They know that this has backfired on them. Roger Stone is here with us. We'll go live, as we are now, to the scene with audio as soon as his motorcade arrives here in just a few minutes. If you just joined us, Roger Stone brought up a very key point, and Trump's new lead lawyer brought this up. We'll have a clip in a moment where he said it is a serious felony to leak info, and the New York Times, Isikoff says he was leaked the info. So it's real easy. You go and you talk to him, and then because this is not like a journalist and their sources. This is in a court case. There is a law in the state. And they have leaked someone else's private information before they've even had a chance. Their lawyers have seen it. That's why there's a law, because they're trying the case before Trump can even see it and respond. So this is not an issue of journalism. It's an issue of, like, HIPAA leaking someone's private information. So let's actually play that clip first, and then Roger can respond. This is a clip 25. Trump attorney Elena Haba tells CNN that Bragg's office leaked a number of counts against Trump, the press, information the Trump legal team doesn't have, and that's a felony. Here it is.
Former president, and do the legal team, do they, the unsealing of the document, do you support that? Does he support that?
Yes, I mean, I think it will happen no matter what. I would like to see what the basis is for this. Let's remember that the real crime here that we have is that DA Bragg did leak that there were 30 to 34 counts. We already know that. That in itself is a felony. You are not to let that go. So at this point, I mean, and I like everybody
we
in
don't
this
know
country
if
to be treated the same no
if
matter
the DJ,
what.
We don't know if the DA leaked that information. That is speculation.
Well, we don't have that information, so... Well, it's not speculation. We don't have the information. So it came from their office.
Roger Stone responding to that. Here he is letting crime run rampant. I'm sure you heard a parking attendant caught a guy breaking in cars. The guy turned and shot him. He took the gun away and shot him. They're charging the guy that barely saved his life. I mean, these people are lunatics.
Yeah, let's go through that because I think it's important. Either this information was leaked by someone in District Attorney Bragg's office or a single member of the grand jury, which is highly unlikely because the grand jury wouldn't know what conclusions the prosecutors had reached. So, again, let's put his picture up here. Mike Isikoff, deep state actor, the exact same FBI shill that they gave the phony steel dossier to, then he wrote the story about the dossier as if it were real for Yahoo. Then the Department of Justice took his story, which they had planted, and presented it to the FISA court as evidence to justify the spying on Donald Trump's campaign. So they always return to the scene of the crime. Mike Isikoff isn't a journalist. He is a rat-like creature who is an FBI shill. He's a deep state actor. I mean, he's
absolutely a low-life. Roger. Trump is arriving here in just a minute or two. Let's go to this live feed with audio. A circus-like atmosphere. Thousands and thousands of people there. The New York mayor has been threatening MTG and others, acting like they're violent, saying don't be violent. Total defamation. President Trump's about to get out of his armored SUV. This is a disgrace upon disgraces. Roger?
President Trump leaving the spot right there.
President Trump is just now going inside. Go back to the ground shot. Roger, you were trying to talk. They had you muted. What were you saying?
You know, it's amazing, Alex. Even in deep blue New York, the New York Young Republican Club turned out literally thousands of people lining the entire block outside the courthouse as close as they could get to these proceedings. At the same time, Mayor Eric Adams is telling Trump supporters, including Marjorie Taylor Greene, who went there for a peaceful protest, to behave. With all due respect, Mr. Mayor, tell your friends in Black Lives Matter to behave. Tell your friends in Antifa to behave. Take a look at the crime statistics for New York City that were released yesterday. Every single category of crime, including violent crime, up dramatically under the failed leadership.
Absolutely. There's Trump right there waving to the crowd. And he is now going into the courthouse. This is just unbelievable. With all the crimes Biden's committed, Obama, the Clintons, the Soros, the Democrats, Hunter Biden, 10% for the big guy. And there goes Trump into the courthouse. Wow. Roger, please continue. You're making great points, but I cut you off.
Not at all. Look, I think the president is extraordinarily resolute. And as you know, he will leave New York flying back to Palm Beach. Now, what's going to be very interesting is obviously he has prepared remarks for tonight. But, Alex, those remarks may have to be completely recalibrated because we don't know if the judge is going to issue a broad or even a narrow gag order on the president. I'm fairly confident that if there is a gag order on him, his lawyers will appeal the constitutionality of that, the legality of that, but that appeal could never be heard today. So the president may be limited to a more muted response tonight, unless, of course, he decides to ignore said gag order based on its unconstitutionality. I doubt his lawyers would let
him. Well, I mean, as you said, in videos you've been putting out, this is major election meddling to tell the front runner, much less any candidate, they can't talk, is preposterous, while all his enemies will be lying about him 24/7.
Well, and while they're leaking against you, I mean, that's really the process. When I was under a gag order, I would wake up in the morning and CNN would be reporting that Robert Mueller has Roger Stone's tax records for the last 10 years and all of his banking records. How could they possibly know that? So it's not just the gag. It's while you are gagged, malicious actors like Alvin Bragg and the people that work for him are leaking, just as they leaked the existence of this indictment to the New York Times last Friday, just like they leaked the fact that there are 34 counts in the indictment to the criminal rodent Michael Isikoff, the propagandist for the deep state, who immediately rushed it to print. That's the Donald Trump I know and love right there. Defiant. That look is defiance.
Roger, you were making a key point 10 minutes ago before we had to cut to the live breaking news of Trump, quote, turning himself into this kangaroo system. About election night 2016, we found some of that footage. I want to come back to that and talk about what we discussed that night because it was really a portent of everything that actually unfolded. Then I want to play your appearance on Tucker Carlson and more with Roger Stone here today. StoneZone.com. Roger is still one of the most targeted people out there. Be sure and support him. Great T-shirts, books, and more at StoneZone.com. Buy his own weeknight show, 5 p.m. Central or Eastern on Frank Speech TV. And, of course, I'm Alex Jones from InfoWars.com. Also targeted, and I am in your hands. I am in God's hands first, but I am in your hands, whether you keep us on air or not. So thank you for your support. InfoWarsStore.com. The fight against the New World Order is now the top story in the world. The globalists are in deep trouble, but they're striking back with all their deep state operatives to shut down InfoWars and other truth tellers like
James O'Keefe, and Tucker Carlson, and countless others. So please, pray for us now more than ever. Spread the word about the broadcast and get great products to keep us on air and fund our operation while at the same time enriching your life. Now, we've got three new products available at InfoWarsStore.com and a bestseller back in stock. We have the amazing Dr. Jones Naturals turmeric toothpaste and so much more. Find out more at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the ashwagandha root pills with black powder extract to accelerate your libido, stamina, testosterone. And we have pure ashwagandha gummies at InfoWarsStore.com as well. These are all the highest quality products. The prebiotic is now finally back in stock. They're all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So please take action now. Enrich your life, empower your body, and keep us on air. Please take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, nobody, even on the controlled left, is saying this isn't over-the-top dangerous and historic to indict a front-runner in a political campaign, much less a former president, who everybody knows they stole the election from, is just over-the-top insane. 25 to 30-point increase since this started. The numbers show it's only going up now. He may be 35 by tonight. Above everybody else. Fundraising tens of millions a day, breaking all records. And statute of limitations is up. Alan Dershowitz says it is the weakest case he's ever seen on the show Friday. And they still did it. Roger Stone, I go back to what we talked about 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago when you first came on. I only see them being successful here if they stage terror attacks or mass shootings or things along those lines and blame us. And I said that last week. I said it last Friday. And then now we've got the usual suspects, Peter Schrock and others, running around like chickens with their heads cut off, saying the right wing is calling for violence and we're going to get violent, when 99% of us are saying let's not be violent and we're not the ones burning down cities. You kind of got into that with Black Lives Matter earlier. And you have the mayor saying, you don't be violent, you Republicans. When they're the ones that let the criminals run wild and bail out arsonists and all the rest of it, like the vice president does, they're telegraphing and manipulating the mind space, and I know, telegraphing what their next move's going to be. Can you elaborate on how this has gone for them and other ways you think they could somehow extricate themselves from what they've done?
Well, Alex, I have to be honest with you. While I don't rule out what you say is true, that they may stage some kind of false flag or seek to goad somebody into an act of violence that they could then blame on Donald Trump and his supporters, I think what is far more likely is what we're seeing here is just the first step in a plan of lawfare. We know all about this, don't we? So everything you see going down today, this will all be duplicated in Fulton County, Georgia, in a matter of weeks. The so much focus on what's happened in New York, very little focus on the fact that Special Counsel Jack Smith hauled several Secret Service agents in front of the grand jury to testify regarding matters pertaining to President Trump's handling of federal documents. So let's be very clear. This is going on today. Fulton County, Georgia, equally bogus as an indictment for anybody who will bother to read the entire transcript of the conversation between Trump and the Secretary of State, Raffensperger. Trump does not direct him to go magically find 11 votes. That's 11,000 plus votes. That's a fabrication. But they have every intention, I believe. Biden himself blurted this out. We're not going to let him take power. We're going to use the Constitution. That was the hint that their intention within the confines of the January 6th investigation is to try to somehow fabricate a charge of sedition against the president under the 14th Amendment. And that is the only circumstance under which he would not be legally eligible to run. If he's charged with a crime, a state or federal crime, but has not yet come to trial, that does not negate his ability to be the Republican nominee. It does not negate his ability to campaign, depending on the terms of his probation, of course. And it doesn't stop him from being sworn in as president. Only a conviction, and only a conviction on that one crime, a crime of essentially conspiracy against the United States under the 14th Amendment, would stop him from being president. And Alex, that is precisely what they have planned. Old man Biden blurted it out the other day. That is the plan.
Well, that's now, right. In fact, there's a bunch of clips of him saying this. Here is Biden in September of last year. So I guess that's about 5-6 months ago. Here he is saying exactly what they've now done. Just like when he bragged about blowing up or the plan to blow up the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Tied to your predecessor, who is about to launch another campaign. So how do you reassure them, if that is the reason for their questioning, that the former president will not return, or that his political movement, which is still very strong, will not once again take power in the United States?
Well, we just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run. Making sure he, under legitimate efforts of our Constitution, does not become the next president again.
Okay, so let's unpack that. Go ahead.
There it is. I mean, look, they know they can't beat him in an honest, fair, transparent election. And therefore, they have to derail his candidacy. What you're seeing today is just the first step, or I should say the next step, in their efforts to derail his candidacy. Far more lethal than these pissant state charges, which are completely contrived, would be some federal indictment by a powerful special counsel who does not leak, by the way. It's very interesting. Unlike Mueller, who was, let's face it, a senile buffoon, and whose actual investigation was being run by the epically corrupt Andrew Weissman, this investigation doesn't leak. But there you have it. Joe Biden just blurted it out. They have to somehow disqualify Trump. There's only one way to do that, short, of course, of killing him. And I pray to God for his safety every single day, the safety of both the president and his family.
By the way, let's elaborate on that. When you and I talked about they could assassinate him because they hate him so much, that's a no-brainer. It's why he has a Secret Service. It's why world leaders have security entourages. But the media is like, oh, they're crazy. They say somebody might kill him. While they're constantly calling for somebody to kill him, if he beats these cases or he's going to win the election, I really think they're going to try to assassinate Trump. I mean, that's just part of history. That's what goes on.
Well, they killed one American president that we know of, John F. Kennedy. I wrote a New York Times bestselling book on it. It was the occasion that you and I first met on the anniversary of his death. So it is not beyond them. It was amazing, Alex. People do raise this with me all the time, and the people who do raise it as a concern are almost always overwhelmingly pastors. I don't know why that is, but many, many pastors, priests, rabbis, and others raise the question with me of the president's personal safety and their prayers for him. No, I don't think it's outside the realm of possibility if you understand the context of American history. John Kennedy was murdered because he was about to take down the deep state. He said he would smash the CIA into a million pieces and scatter it to the wind. Weeks later, he was dead. Richard Nixon was planning a complete reorganization of the government and was preparing to take power from the intelligence agencies and the national security apparatus. It is memorialized in his biography. That's why they took him down after winning a landslide second term in a silent coup known as Watergate. Now they know. Because he's drawn this line in the sand. On March 16th, he made it very clear he will completely reorganize the government and he will take power away from the national security apparatus, the intelligence agencies, and the deep state, and replace those people with America First advocates. This is a declaration of war, and therefore no tactic is beyond them. This lawfare that we see today, this abuse of the judicial process that we see today, the false flag attacks in which we blame patriots. This is why it is essential. Peaceful and legal. Peaceful and legal. If you're angry today, if you're upset today, if you choose to protest in any public way, keep it peaceful and legal because they would like to blame violence on us. Eric Adams, we're not that stupid. It's your allies who are violent.
And again, all our listeners know that. Conservatives are historically the most low crime level, nonviolent people out there. We know that. The fact is they're trying to tell the public we're about to be violent, which is, again, telegraphing what their next big move is going to be. Let's come back with Roger Stone and talk about the censorship grid and what's happening with this legislation that's very close to passing, the Restrict Act, and how it is the jewel in the crown of total tyranny. We'll be right back with Roger Stone, StoneZone.com. I'm Alex Jones with Band.Video, AdMaxWorld.TV.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We're hurtling into the year 2024 and the election. Trump would win hands down by any poll. He's 10 to 15 points ahead of Biden, 30 points ahead of DeSantis. They're trying to take him out. But Roger, you have hammered this and hammered this, and you said before he got indicted, he believed he would still be indicted. And very soon, and 3 days later, the news came out that indeed that was going to happen. I love how when they first told his lawyers, hey, get ready, next Tuesday we're going to do this, and he said, look, this is tyranny. They went, oh, you're crazy. You made it up. But now we all see how real it was. They just lie at every angle, even when the truth would serve them better. But you've hammered the point. But they also do this out of desperation about all the bad things about them in the news and the Bidens and the Chinese and the Russian money and all the rest of it. And you've also hammered over and over again the issue of if we don't have a voice in America, these tyrants will win. And despite all their suppression of Trump, he's gotten stronger, not weaker, when he's representation of the populist rebellion, though an imperfect vessel we all are. So I want to play a few-minute clip of Matt Taibbi, who's had a chance to read the Restrict Act. It's very close to passing. That's 20 years in jail for disinformation, 20 years in jail for using a VPN. It takes all the illegal surveillance and censorship they've been doing and codifies it into law with these Democrat think tanks through the intelligence agencies and the Justice Department coming after the American people. So they're really trying to cement all the evil stuff they've already done and expand it in the future. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, communications is the single most important thing to us. If we cannot talk to our supporters and to everybody else, we cannot possibly galvanize the people to take appropriate political action. We can't have free, fair, and honest elections. We've seen unprecedented censorship. You and I, Alex, and so many of our friends, like Laura Loomer, for example, have been victims of this. It is really shocking the courage of Elon Musk that he has pulled away the veil. Matt Taibbi has been particularly effective in terms of demonstrating how the government abused its power in terms of that particular social media app. But the idea that we're now sending a young man to jail for 10 years because he created a meme that was offensive to Hillary Clinton tells you what a slippery slope this is. They cannot stand the truth. They have to silence you to win because they can't win a debate of ideas. They can't win in a level playing field of communications. And this is the giant disadvantage that we are at. This particular piece of legislation, this is George Orwell. This is 1984. This is the most dangerous thing I've seen. If this becomes the law of the land and it is very brutally enforced, it really is over for America. Communications are the key to everything.
I want to play a couple minutes from Taibbi, and we'll come back and get into some other subjects, but here it is.
We found a whole bunch of communications just recently about in preparation for a hubbub they were all having at the Aspen Institute in 2021, where they were discussing ideas like the Restrict Act, which is being proposed for, you know, in response to TikTok. There's, I guess, the European Digital Services Act or whatever they call it, that they're thinking about for the EU. All the ideas in both of these bills are sort of wish lists that have been passed around in this community for a long time. The governments want absolute, full and complete access to all data that these platforms provide. And then they want a couple of other things that are really important. They want to have the authority to come in and moderate, or at least be part of the process of moderation. And they also want to for people who are called like trusted flaggers. That's how it's described in the European law. They want those folks to have access to these platforms as well. And that what they mean by that are these sort of outside quasi-governmental agencies who tell these platforms what they can and cannot print about things like vaccine safety, right? And then we found out more about that, where they're openly talking about censoring true information. So we're still finding out a lot of stuff about this, and I think there is more to find, unfortunately, which is kind of disturbing. After that, they have people they call trusted partners, who determine for them, who are allowed to make determinations about content, or whose determinations they will take seriously. So, yeah, I mean, this is all, it's straight out of 1984, all this stuff. If you look at the Digital Services Act, it's a lot like the recommendations of the Aspen Institute, and it's got a lot in common with the Restrict Act here in the States. When you look at the sections about giving the government access to data, what they really mean by that is they want everything, every kind of content that's created on the platform has to be done in a format that can be algorithmically searched. So even video, or if you have like, you know, something, a conversational platform, they have to be able to automatically generate a transcript quickly so that whatever AI they're attaching to surveil and monitor people has to be able to look out for keywords quickly. And it's funny, we did a thing about this thing called the Virality Project, and they were upset. One of the things they were upset about when they were reviewing COVID information was that a worldwide freedom rally that was held last year, I think, or 2 years ago in Europe had been organized on Telegram, where they couldn't search it, where they didn't know it was coming. And so, like, that's part of their thinking. We don't want any more of those spaces where we can't search. We want everything searchable, and we want it instantly searchable.
This is a desperate ruling class that's totally corrupt. and bankrupt morally, trying to maintain control. But no matter what they do, evidenced by Trump, it doesn't work, so they double down. Where do you see all this going, Roger Stone?
Again, I think you're going to see the continuation of lawfare against the president. You're going to see a continued effort to control all the news. See, that is the real danger of this speculated gag order. Is while you are gagged, they can, without any consequences whatsoever, they can leak all of this information to their allies in the fake news media and the jackals at CBS and NBC and CNN and MSNBC and New York Times, Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, and so on. They just run with a completely fraudulent narrative. That is the story of the Russian collusion hoax, which gripped this country for 3 years. There was a time that a majority of Americans believed the Russians had actually interfered in our election. We now know definitively that that's absolutely false. And they try to say, oh, well, they did it on social media through bot farms. We even know that that's false. There was no coordinated or effective Russian interference in our 2016 election. But yesterday, Hillary Clinton is out yet again spinning the same fake narrative over and over again. That's the thing about the left. It doesn't matter how discredited or debunked any of their narratives get, they will always return to them as if no one has ever raised the question. I'll give you an example. COVID-19 vaccination, Alex, absolutely effective and perfectly safe. They're just ignoring the mountain of information now that disproves that, as if we haven't heard it, as if it's not true. They always return to their same fake narrative, and they double down. And when you have a near monopoly on the output of information, as they have had until recently, it makes it a lot easier.
Roger Stone, I've got Judge Andrew Napolitano coming on next hour. You're going to pop in and host the last segment with him ahead of Alex Stein and Owen Schroyer with live Trump coverage in the fourth hour, because I've got to go to a bankruptcy court hearing. Thank you so much. We'll be back in touch with you in about 50 minutes.
Glad to be here, Alex. God bless you, and God bless you. May you have the Lord's protection in the bankruptcy court.
God bless you. Thank you, Roger. We've got live footage. Trump reportedly about to come out here very soon. We'll be covering that live here on air. If it happens during a break, we'll obviously replay it for you when we come back. Let me just add what Roger was just saying. We're under attack. You're under attack. Information is key in this war, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear in that fight. That means your support is critical, and I thank you for your past support. We've got a lot of great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Great water filtration, the highest quality, lowest prices, air filtration, amazing storable food. And they didn't do a mugshot for Trump, so we did one that says political prisoner, InfoWars.com on the back. The shirt's being printed right now, right here in Texas. They'll be shipping out within about a week or so. Everybody was waiting for the actual mugshot. There's not going to be a mugshot now. They don't want that image. So we have recreated it, and it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's a fundraiser shirt. It's a limited edition. We're just going to sell it for 1 month, just like we're selling Alex Jones for President limited edition. Get both T-shirts, help keep us on air, or get one of the shirts. It's all great. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus are both selling out, but still 40% off.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.